Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week to talk about Week 12 of the NFL is my dad.
Hello.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Right. So I was amazed. Wait, you know Arroyo?
Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah, he's a free agent, right?
Yeah.
So he's 14 years in the league, right? Over something like 350 starts or whatever. Never missed a start.
Nope. He is as durable as they come.
That leg kick and...
Oh, yeah, big high leg kick. Tall, too. He's a tall, lanky guy. And he keeps it loose.
So you get a lot of innings.
Absolutely. 300, almost guaranteed, year in, year out.
Right.
But how much is he going to cost you? He's 36. Now, it's a young 36 because of his durability. He's probably going to cost, you know, definitely double digits per year, you know, anywhere between 10 and 13. The Reds actually didn't pick up his option for $14 million, and he's been, you know, really good for them.
Yeah, well, I thought him and the owner were tight.
In Cincinnati?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure they were.
Price gets in the way.
Price definitely gets in the way, and I don't care how good your team is, you know, Cincinnati's one of those mid to small markets. You know, you can't.
And he's a winning pitcher. I mean,
oh, absolutely, he's
but,
a winning pitcher.
You know, still, he what does he give you, like 12 to 15 wins?
Yeah, and he's a fly ball pitcher.
A lot of home runs, right?
A lot of home runs. Cincinnati's it's a pretty good ballpark for hitters. So it kind of splits. Mm-hmm. It's not like someplace like Yankee Stadium, or like Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, you know, the cavern that is Petco Park out in San Diego either. So, but yeah, I've been hearing the Mets have been kind of thinking about him, but why?
Really? What I heard is they didn't have him called.
Well, I think it's more interest, but really why the interest? If he's going to want a multi-year deal.
Yeah, 2-3 years.
Yeah, plus I think aside from Harvey being out this season, we've pretty much got a rotation.
So he should go with the Yankees then.
Well, yeah, but I think those home runs might get in the way. He'll pitch deep into games. You know, I've heard him said that if he went to the Yankees, he'd probably win a game 7-5, like week in and week out.
Right.
So, you know, he's not going to statistically in terms of ERA and, you know, home runs allowed, it's not going to be looking too good, but he'll have probably close to 300 innings. And you got to figure, if you're a Yankee fan, he'll pitch half of his games on the road anyway. So that kind of splits the difference. But yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, only a couple of players have signed so far. Most have been catchers, actually.
You mean with Philadelphia signing?
Well, Ruiz, Giovanni Soto, who was a backup down in Texas, Marlon Byrd, Tim Hudson...
Yeah, Hudson just signed, right?
Yeah, he went back to the Bay Area, this time with the Giants instead of the A's, because he was with them, the A's, during their heyday of Moneyball. Him,
right. But didn't he start in Atlanta?
No, he didn't start in Atlanta. He got traded to Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of interesting. He started at, he's from Louisiana, I believe. He's from the South.
Okay.
So he got drafted by the A's, played with the A's, got traded to what would be his hometown team, or at least area team, the Braves. And now he goes back to his second home, which is the Bay Area. And that's probably where he's going to finish up his career.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, Bird and Hudson are the two biggest names to have signed so far. Still waiting on those big names. And now I'm hearing that the Mets, and basically the Mets are talking to Cano.
Well, that's more of a free lunch for the agent, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I can't really see that happen. In that case, yeah, they're going to sign that kind of money. What do you want? $300 million, didn't he?
Yeah, he wants $300 million. If anything, it'll bump up the price for the Yankees.
He could carry a team?
No.
He doesn't sell tickets. He's not Mike Piazza.
No.
You don't go to see him.
No. But I think I'll compare it to what the Nationals did with Jason Worth. Jason Worth got a monster contract.
boatload.
A boatload. But people are wondering why would they sign him? He was, you know, he's Meidling. He's not going to carry a team, just like you said. But the thing that something like that does is it shows intent and desire. The
Yeah, I
Nationals,
don't think the Mets are about that. No, I think they're going to be much more careful than that.
well, I'd like to think so, but
Moneyball types now.
well, sure, we need Moneyball types. Hopefully, we can find that. I mean, if you think about it, some of the guys have been found like that, but they still got to work on it.
Yeah, I can't see it happening.
And all it is now is talk. You know, it's really going to pick up come December, the winter meetings.
Plus, he's not a big time hustler, is he? He doesn't run everything out and.
Cano? No. Well, he's of the idea if I hit it long enough, I don't how far how fast do I have to
Well, okay, yes, okay, so he's Babe Ruth too now?
run? I wouldn't go that far.
Paycheck wise.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I can't see that. That's too much.
Yeah.
These guys pushing the envelope way too far.
Well, his agent is a he's
Yeah.
the type who's gonna wanna get you that money.
Well, they have to prove himself first.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, this is how he's going to attempt to prove himself,
Right.
by getting that big fish to be landed. He's going to sign somewhere. Cano's going to sign somewhere.
Yeah, well, not at that price, I don't think.
No.
The Dodgers don't want him. How many markets are there? Everybody's looking to cut back, aren't they?
The most part, but not too. Someone will be willing. A team with enough young, good players that need that extra jump, you know, that extra little boost, that veteran presence, that's the type of team. Somebody like the Orioles. I wouldn't be surprised if the Orioles jumped into the mix to try and get that, because they're, you know, one or two players away.
Right.
I could see somebody like the Cubs, maybe.
Yeah, they have enough problems already, don't they?
Their problems are improving. It's just they're too young. Like it's not Astros young where they have no idea where the talent's coming from. They have talent. Now they just need a refined skill to put it into effect. But yeah, mostly na it seems like mostly National League teams would have the ability to go after
Right.
somebody like Cano. It remains to be seen. It's still early, but it is fun. All that hot stove stuff.
Sure. Now, meanwhile, the NFL's rolling along.
It sure is. We
Week
could let.
12 showing up.
Yeah. And it's funny, only 5 more weeks, and boom, it's playoff time.
That's amazing.
It is.
Now, what do you say to the Jets letting Sims play? I mean, this quarterback is amazing for the Jets. How can you keep letting the guy turn the ball over and he still has a job?
Because of, unfortunately, for all those weeks that he didn't turn the ball over and he drove the team down the field and he got the job done. Believe me, for all his faults, the worst thing that he could have done was be successful. And he has shown that he is successful on those alternating weeks.
Every other
Every
week.
other week.
Yeah, but you can't do it. I mean, they look what they did with Sanchez. Didn't bring any competition for him for those years, and he started turning the ball over. Now this guy turns the ball over and he still has a job. I think they should let Sims play if he just
I
did, and
think
let the guy
that,
know that in this league you can't do that.
yeah, I think they absolutely should let Sims. He was great coming out of the preseason, and he's the type of guy, the unassuming. First of all, he's got the pedigree. He
Right.
has the desire. He has the drive. You know, when you're behind, when you're the one who's, you know, sitting on the bench and you're behind, at the time, two quarterbacks, but now just one quarterback. You
Yeah,
know.
there's no veteran on the squad, so let him play.
Absolutely.
Now another Jet backup doing fairly well at the Rams is Kellen Clemens, who's always a fan of his.
That's right. And surprisingly, and you know, he's doing well. He's doing well in that situation.
Well, on three, I was looking. You know, he has 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and 4 fumbles. That's not tolerable.
No.
But now they're coming off a bye, and they're actually qualify as a Bruner pick, as a pick'em.
Yeah. And the thing about Clemens is he has a lot of weapons surrounding him. He's got a really good running back in Zach Stacy. He's got some really good skill position players like Tavon Austin, who had a monster game 2 weeks ago.
A lot of speed.
Oh, boy, does he. And it's a pretty good line. I mean, Jeff Fisher, you know, one thing he'll definitely have on his team is a good, pretty good offensive line.
True.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting these last couple weeks coming down because a lot of these other teams, like the Panthers, who, you know, have been playing really well, the Lions really picking it up as Chicago and Green Bay falters. You know, all this stuff that's really, you know, even the Jets and the Ravens and the Browns and the Dolphins who are fighting for that last playoff spot. It's these races that are coming down to the end. You know, it's like musical chairs. When the music stops, where's everyone going to be?
True.
Yeah.
Now, what about San Francisco? Their stock's dropped a little. And Kaepernick, you know, he ended last year with a lot of anticipation and all that. And now, I said, I'm looking here. He has 11 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He's rushed for 3 touchdowns. But he's had 5 fumbles and 4 of them lost. So what's going on with him? And defense have caught up with him?
I definitely think defenses have caught up on him. With
or
him.
That's more jinx, like RG3's having?
Well, I think that defenses have caught up on him. But I also think is that the Harbaugh and his offense have decided to make him less of a mobile quarterback. I think after looking at RG3 and the injury he sustained, that these running quarterbacks have a short shelf life if they stay on their path of run around and sometimes throw the ball.
So this read option is mostly pass now, taking the run out of it?
At least the quarterback run. I think it's, with the option, the very last option is quarterback run.
Right.
It can be everything else. It can be pass. It can be a shovel pass. It can be a running back rush. Anything else but the quarterback running.
Right.
Because then you're going to possibly get injured. Because there's with all these teams, the backups just are not, there's a big drop-off between one
Huge.
And two. So why risk it? But I think that Kaepernick, he is a good passer, but he doesn't feel confidence in anybody else except Bolden and Davis. So who's he going to throw to? And if he's not, if they know they're not going, he's not going to run. And if he's being told not to run, he's not going to run. But I've heard tell, looking at Carolina's schedule, if they continue on their path and they get one of the wild cards, they might actually have a better record than San Francisco. And they would probably play the fourth seed, which would be the NFC East team, which is probably going to be a bit of a, it's going to be a disappointment, and that's probably going to be a win for that five seed.
Well, Carolina, I mean, last year they really came on at the end of the year. Some tough early losses.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a lot of components there.
They do. And they've got a streak, and they've now, with that streak, they have the confidence, too.
They're moving up in the power rankings.
Absolutely, they are.
And the Colts are slipping.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries,
and those that you think can sustain can't always. It'll be interesting how it continues. So what games do you like this week?
Well, because the Bruner theory... Mm-hmm. has been really a strong theory. Only one loss this year so far. So again, a review that's after halfway through the NFL season, a home team from Pick'em up to 2.5 getting.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, all 4 hit, which was shocking. That was the Bills, the Bucks, the Steelers, and the Dolphins.
Very surprising.
They were home dogs with 2.5 or less.
Yeah.
And this week we got the Rams as at a pick'em,
mm-hmm.
Against the Bears.
Yeah.
And also the Patriots getting 2.5 at home after a tough loss to Carolina last night.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, so the Broncos are rolling in.
And this
And it's Brady Manning, and that's a classic there.
And this is Manning's, this is his worst place to play. I mean, the only time he ever beat Brady in New England in the playoffs was in the RCA Dome, in the old RCA Dome in Indianapolis.
Right.
Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, whatever you want to call it, it is the thorn in his side. This is the hump he has to contend with.
Well, there you go. So, you know, got to stick with those because they're really hidden.
Yeah.
And the Rams are playing the Bears. Rams are home, off the bye.
Is Cutler even playing? Is he going to play this week?
I don't think so.
So, there you go. It's another another backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's the theme this year so far.
Oh, yeah.
Which will probably mean more rule changes.
Yeah. I mean, there was the San Francisco Saints game last week, the Niners-Saints. There was the hit on Breeze that they thought was too high.
Well, if he was 6'4", he would have got hit in the chest.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
But he's 5'11 or 5'10 or whatever.
Oh, he's short. He's a short quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough call to go against, really.
Well, and the fact that he was bleeding.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, when you
can't
see
deny that it was a hit, you know, but it looked to me it was mostly on the pads and
it was mostly on the pad, but because of his short height he kind of dropped down a little bit and it made that head sort of turn. I mean, one thing you can't deny in football, the head tells the story. If you've got a face mask, if you got to hold that head pulls, you know, you can't control
right,
the head.
Right.
So, and if you're being hit among, you know, pretty high up on your body, that head's going to fly around too.
Well, you know, like boxers, most guys are headhunters. People don't want to do the body work.
Takes too long.
Right. They want the quick fix.
Plus, it's not sexy enough.
Right.
Right. You don't look like you don't look like the baddest man on the planet if you bruise
right.
some guy's ribs for 20 minutes.
True. Now, what about any coaches' jobs are in jeopardy?
That's a good question.
Because things seem to have calmed down in Tampa Bay. Of course, winning solves problems.
That absolutely, it solves the problems that losing creates. I think that I think the Bucks will go 7-9.
Really?
I think they can hold this up.
Really?
I think they could.
That's more wins than Washington will get. They're playing San Francisco at home. They're getting 5 this week.
Yeah. I think Shanahan is safe, but I think that Philbin down in Miami
really
might be in trouble. Well, between the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito stuff.
Right.
And also they signed Mike Wallace, the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. He has done nothing. He has one touchdown.
Right.
He's not being used at all. And he has been very public about him being unhappy with the lack of play he's been getting and targets.
Well, certainly not the amount of cash he brings to the bank.
No.
You're not protesting against that.
No. But, I mean, he wants to play. And
but
if
that quarterback doesn't really go deep often.
No, he doesn't. So
I'm sure defenses take Wallace out of it.
Right.
Because who else they got for a deep threat?
Nobody. They don't. So I think that between those two things, I think that's going to cause a little bit of jeopardy for Philbin. I think that could be a big part of it.
And I'm thinking he has a good relationship with the owner, and they'll sacrifice other people because it's not like the old days where people on a team were dismantled and then you just leave. Also, seems like coaches today are interested in their own skin and their own paycheck.
Yeah.
Loyalty for the staff is spoke about, but not often acted upon.
That's very true. And I think that maybe Mike Smith might also be in trouble.
Really? that owner really, they have had a 5-year winning, run. So
that's very true.
I think he's safe for this year.
It's a possibility, because it might be one of those drastic things. Especially when you've hosted, playoff games the last 2 years as, a 1 or 2 seed.
Right.
And then just not getting, and all of a sudden this big, huge drop. And this is now a revitalized NFC South with Carolina and New Orleans.
Right.
And all you need is Tampa to start winning again. And no, I could see it. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked. And I guess the other one would really be Houston, Kubiak.
Yeah, that is a nightmare. That's the biggest disappointment in the NFL, I'd say.
Yeah, that would probably be the most likely change. If you were to put money on it, who would probably get changed? Yeah, you could probably say Kubiak.
Yeah, and deservingly so.
Yeah.
He just never could get over the hump.
No. When your franchise got the first taste of playoffs, and when you're expected to go back, and not only go back but succeed, and you don't, not good. That's what I would say. Everybody else seems, for the most part, safe, depending on how the season finishes out. There's the talk about, Rex, that Idzik, the general manager, isn't a total fan of his, the GM for the Jets, that he
Right.
wasn't really on board with Ryan, but they wanted to give him this season.
Right.
I figure, I guess if they make the playoffs, he'll be safe for another year, but.
I can't see them making the playoffs.
Well, right now, they control their own
I think
destiny.
the Dolphins are a better team.
Well,
Actually, I think the Bills are a better team right now. Of course, the record's not there.
I think that's true, but I think making the playoffs would definitely save Rex's job.
Oh, yeah.
Missing the playoffs might get him fired.
Right.
So we'll have to see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
How real is Kansas City?
Not so.
How, huh?
That quarterback is so limiting. I mean, that guy is so careful with the ball. He telegraphs almost what he's doing.
Absolutely.
But they've got problems there. They're front runners without the lead. I can't see them holding together. This guy can't enter any track meets. He doesn't even have the mentality for it. I think 5% of his passes are for 20 yards or more. He doesn't even take the shot.
No.
Yeah, that they were kind of exposed for who they are.
Right. So there's that, and then can the Giants keep it up?
Well, are they getting another backup quarterback this week?
Well, depending on how you feel about Romo,
I don't expect them to win. I think the Cowboys win this, but I mean, it's still divisional and it's still.
it's still divisional, and this is big divisional. The Giants Cowboys.
Of course.
I mean, it's a giant rivalry.
Yeah.
So, look, if the Giants win this week, then they're definitely players. But if they lose, that's
Right.
it. That,
I'm thinking they win the division with Dallas.
you think Dallas
I
wins the division?
do. I think so.
It'll be tough
Well, I
because.
mean, I really only see the Philly as having a shot at it. I really don't see the Giants in the long haul.
No, I agree, not the Giants. It's either going to be Dallas or Philly.
Right.
But one of the two. And whichever one it is, they're not going far. Again, I could see either they get the 49ers or they get the Panthers, and either way they lose that game.
Yeah, well, somebody has to win the division, but other
Well,
than that, yeah, I don't really see him going far.
not at all.
And Cincinnati looks strong.
They did.
Looks like I think they're going to take that division.
Oh, they're going to take that division easy, but the problem is Dalton. Dalton is shooting them in the foot. I like him as a quarterback, but he's not getting it done. Consistently, he had a 3-game stretch where he was invincible, but now it's interception after interception after fumble after bad pass after interception.
Right, but they still win.
They still win.
Well, that's huge. When you play bad and win, that's a great sign.
Yeah. Well, their defense is good.
It's huge.
Yeah, very.
And Pittsburgh is faltering,
Oh boy, are they faltering.
so that helps in that division.
Yeah, it makes it easy for them to.
And the Ravens falling off big time.
Yeah, they definitely are. Well, that the
Team got dismantled.
team got dismantled and they won. They've got the bullseye on their back.
And they put all the money in the QB.
Yeah. Well, the last time they won a Super Bowl, they did it with some off the back of the truck quarterback in Trent Dilfer.
It's a shame he doesn't get much credit. It's too bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. He's probably considered statistically the most inferior quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl.
Statistically.
Statistic.
And he's the only Super Bowl team that got rid of their winning quarterback the year after, right?
Yeah. He didn't even start. He came on as the starter mid-season. I remember Quincy Carter was the starter.
Oh, yeah.
Quincy Carter was the starter for them in 2000 season.
Okay, bud.
All right, sweet.
Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
Another week coming.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And on the fantasy football front, for the third straight week, I have won again. I did not post the largest point differential between me and my opponent, although I came kind of close. My opponent, for some reason, had a deep bench, but didn't fill in a running back and a wide receiver that had no game. So, but still, even with that, I was still only won by 20 points, so it was relatively close compared. However, this week, I am fully understanding that I will lose, and not just lose, but lose badly. I have AJ Green, DeSean Jackson, and Andy Dalton all on the shelf for a bye week, along with Aaron Rodgers and Nick Foles. So I'm without a quarterback. I had to drop the New Orleans defense for Casey Keenum, and I also had to pick up Aaron Dobson from New England, which I hated to do. But I had to drop Andy Dalton for him, which is a little disappointing because I had high hopes for him. But the way Nick Foles is playing, it seemed okay to get rid of them. And the bye weeks are over. So after winning five out of the last six, including a three-game winning streak, I'm fully understanding that I will lose this week, and I have no problem with that. Right now I'm 6-5 in fourth place. I'll likely be dropped down to 6-6. Hopefully holding on to that fourth place, maybe just falling to fifth place. I do have a high amount of points scored, so that should save me. So, all right, well, thank you very much for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us in the iTunes store. Just search for Everyman Sports. You can visit our website, everymansports.podbean.com. And you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, or anything else you would like to talk about at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care.